love. I think I'm out of skirt. Yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me?
Awesome, awesome. I don't want to write that song, but I wanted to play something to kind of get us started up for this new show that we have starting today. We'll be doing it on the first and third Thursday of each month. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe, and we're going to talk some real love today for about 30 minutes, and then we're going to come back in the new year on our regular schedule, which will be the first and third Thursday of the month. So we're so excited about having the opportunity. And we will be starting at 6 o'clock. Now the call-in number so you can be a part of this is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And for those individuals that are on Blog Talk Radio on Facebook, you can tune in on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Doctor, which is Dr. L. Lorenza D'Alberto Smith. And that's what the doctor and the L is for, is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. So we're so excited to have an opportunity to come before you with this new show. We just happy to be here on what we're going to call this Terrific Thursday, because that's what it is. It's been an awesome day. God has blessed us to have an opportunity to just see another day, be with family and friend, and also protect each and every one of them as well. So it's truly a blessing. It's a special day, not only because God made it special, but my oldest sister, who's in a nursing home at this time, the day was her birthday. So I surprised her today. I go see her every day now. I surprised her today by going by the nursing home, had a happy birthday balloon, had her a card, had some money, throw it off inside of that. And one of the things she just loved to have is what they call either some kind of soda with it. She wanted a Pepsi. So I brought her a bottle of Pepsi, and it just put a smile on her face. You know, it put a smile on my face, because when she asked me to read the card, you know, and I read the card, and she just broke down in tears, and just God is just so good. See, God put things in your heart for a reason, and he gives you visions to do that, and he gave me this vision to be able to do what I'm doing now. He asked me to form some type of blog, talk, radio, or through Facebook, whatever it may be, and share it with the people who don't have a voice, who may miss out on things. So we try to make sure we do that to each one of our shows. So this being a new show, it's so exciting to have an opportunity to have a new show and share some things with you. You know, we if you look at the title is The Love, capital L, capital O, capital V, capital E, Cafe. And you said, why would you pick that? First of all, let's talk about the cafe. You know, it's going to soothe. The purpose is a real love talk show that will soothe your appetite. Just give you something refreshing to talk about, because we got some hot topics we want to talk about it tonight. But when we look at the L, you got to keep in mind when we're looking at L, love, L means listening. If you're in a relationship, if you're not able to listen to your mate, your significant other, or your husband, or your wife, then you're going to have a problem. So we want to talk about it in the cafe, and that's the L part of it, and that's listening. O is overcoming. There are going to be many challenges that come about in life, dealing with your relationship, dealing with your marriage, or whatever it may be, on your job, but you got to be able to overcome. Then you have V, valuable. You know, the relationship has to be valuable. Your marriage got to be valuable, because you put a great effort into it. And last, you have E, that's dealing with everything that come about, as well as excitement. This is what it's all about, the Love Cafe. We're going to look at the menu. We have a menu set up that includes, like if you go in a restaurant, you have an appetizer and a starter. Oh, we're talking about some lust. That's what it's all about, the appetizer and the starter. That's what you see on the meal. That's the lust part of it. Then we're going to move to the entree. And that's all, come on, that's always the attraction. You know, that's the attraction, the entree. You know, oh, that looks good, that steak looks good, that hamburger, whatever it is you're eating as your entree. Then we have the dessert. That's the attachment. You like it so much, you keep coming back again and again and again. So that's what we're gonna focus on. That's what this show is all about. It's the real love talk show on Blog Talk Radio. So just get ready for about 30 minutes, because we're gonna go about 30 minutes, because there's some things that I have planned for later on that I wanna meet with some individuals. Matter of fact, he's on the line now, and I appreciate him being there. But for those people locally in Montgomery, Alabama, we have old school happy hours at the 5050 Club at 129 Montgomery Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36104. You can go down and have an awesome time mingling with your friends or meeting new friends. The drink special they have, and there's no cover charge. It's going on now from 5 to 9. So, you know, I'm gonna do my thing here, then I'm gonna get an opportunity to go down there and support my good friend, Roberto Reed. I appreciate him inviting, let me be a part of. Again, that's the 5050 Club, Old School Thursday. You can check it out. Go down there, it's from 5 to 9, no cover charge, drink special. So go down there and check it out. So I'll be down there in a minute, Roberto. I see you on there, I said you're here. Yep, said y'all are there, so I'm coming. But I wanted to kick this show off tonight and just try to make it do what it do. Now, as I explained to you, it's all about love. Acronym, L-O-V-E, and it's a cafe. And you can just come in and just work your way through the menu. And we're gonna do the same thing tonight. We're gonna touch bases on some appetizers, some starter meals tonight on the menu. We're gonna talk about, the title is Sometimes It Hurts to love so bad. Sometimes it hurts to love so bad. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you have any thoughts or have any comments, I'm going to identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll actually give you your name and location. If you're comfortable, then offer your comments and offer your expertise. So we're going to be here for about 35 minutes, no more than 40 minutes, talking about real love topics, talking about things that may relate to what you may be so comfortable with, but uncomfortable at times with. What we want to focus on is really when looking at that acronym of love, what it means to you. I gave you what it means to me. L in love means listening. And that's what a relationship is all about. You have to be able to listen. One of my hashtags, I always said at the end of my shows, is communicate for, the number four, understanding. And the reason I say that, I don't say communicate to understanding, it's for understanding. Let's keep in mind, if I'm communicating for understanding, that means if I have something to say, you're going to be listening to what I have to say, because I'm asking you to do this, that. You're asking me to do the same thing. So when you're talking, I'm going to listen to you. So that's what it's all about. A relationship is all about listening to your mate, listening to your partner. You know, even on a job, listening to those individuals, if you're working in a work setting, a workplace setting, whatever it may be, you have to be able to listen to what they have to say. And as we go back, we'll look at the O, overcoming. There are going to be some challenges. In a relationship, you know, we got one of the topics we want to talk about tonight is, you know, is the such thing as a perfect love. And we're going to talk about that, but overcoming all the challenges, overcoming the fear. You know, one of the things that we're going to share when we're talking about overcoming things and our situation of real love is that we're vulnerable. A lot of time we're vulnerable and we're afraid, fearful. We don't want to get caught up. We don't want to be hurt. We don't want to share and get our heart broken. So what we do, we put up walls. So what you have to do is overcome that, about stepping out on faith. That's what it's all about. It's all about having, you know, faith and hope that, you know this can work, but I'm going to put my heart out there and I want the opportunity to love. Value, which is a V. It's valuable. Love is valuable. You know, we talk about the word, I love you. Some people just use it randomly. There's nothing wrong with that. Because God loves all of us and asks us to love everybody. And we can say that. But if I'm giving this gift to you, which is a gift to you as a mate, a partner, a wife, or those individuals, a husband, or whoever it may be, it's telling you I care about you. It's a gift. I love you. And that's so it's valuable. And we don't want it to be twisted and turned and played with. We want you to appreciate it. You know, we want to make sure you're able to do the same thing. Then giving everything, which is the E, which creates excitement. Sharing some things that, you know, your whole self, not part of yourself. And that's what it's all about. And that's what we look at to kind of see what's going on in life. And we have to understand those acronyms. You may have your ON that you may call for your L, your O, your V, E. But on the Love Cafe, we're going to share that with you. Make sure you're able to listen. Make sure you're able to overcome what's going on. Make sure you value what life is all about and what that relationship is all about. And then you put your everything into it. It'll create excitement. You know, we can just kind of keep it in mind. You know, we have things that we wanted to kind of share some thoughts about. It just said, ladies, a man that loves you, listen to you. Think about that. Because we took back to listening. A man that loves you will listen to you. Going back to that, those acronyms, he'll listen to you. He will overlook your faults. Overcome, overlook your faults. Think about it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You know, press 1 and identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to join the conversation, offer your expertise and comments and be a part of this. Because this is it's the Love Cafe. We're on the appetizer and the starter on the cafe, on the menu for the Love Cafe. All right. The value of being in a relationship. A man that values you, you want to be around them. Value as equal. You know, everybody said 50-50. Oh, we're going to be 50-50. Please explain to me what's that all about in a relationship, 50-50. I thought a relationship was 100-100. I'm giving 100% and you giving 100%. I have a challenge that I want you to kind of share with me. Let me know what the 50-50 is. Because I haven't quite understood that. I don't understand exactly what you mean by 50-50. Because I'm all in, I'm going to give 100% and above. I'm not going to give you 50% because that leaves 50% to be outside somewhere else and it's not a part of it. So let's keep in mind, it's not a 50-50, it's a 100-100 because both of you are giving 100. You know, the thing said, you know, keep it 100, go 100. Be like that in that relationship. Be able to value that relationship. Understand that you all are equal in that relationship. The E, as we say, is everything, but it's encouraging. A man, if he loves you, he's going to encourage you. Think about that. He's going to encourage you because he wants you to be successful. If he's for you, if he say, I love you and I'm in love with you and I want you to be successful. I don't have a problem with doing everything and including and involving you. That's what love is all about. That's real love. You know, it's no perfect love, but it's a real love. You know, we have to keep that in mind. And we're going to kind of move to, I just said something about perfect love and real love. You know, truly, truly, why is there no perfect love? That's one of the questions people ask. But they say, I got a perfect love situation. We got a perfect marriage. Nothing is perfect, especially when you're dealing with love. Now, there's a such thing as real love, and I keep going back to that now. It's not a perfect love, but it's a real love. And you choose to take the lateral in regards to making sure thing is perfect each day. You're going to put everything in the right place so your love can really be real towards someone. You can't be afraid of it. It's real love. Not a perfect love. You also want to make sure you understand what real love is. Real love means that you're just going to be nothing but clean cut. You're going to be straightforward. straightforward. You're going to be straightforward with that person. There's no problem when you're straightforward with that person. You know, whatever kind of obstacle you may run, you're doing it in his real love, you're overcoming them obstacles. You know, when the day is might be sunny, it may be raining, you know, you make a point that you brighten up your mate day. You know, do something to think. Have a routine set up. You know, that routine may be in the morning time you wake up, you might want to have a cup of coffee. You want to sit there and eat breakfast together. Then, and sometime throughout the day, you call her, or either you send a text that, you know, I'm just thinking about you, love. That's real love. It's not perfect, but it's real love. I'm just thinking about you. I want to know how your day going. I'm texting you to let you know I'm thinking about you because I want you to be happy. Then when I get home, I have to be able to play a part in what's going on. You know, I have some things I'm going to talk about, and I'll make sure I try to add it in. I got about 12 minutes now. You know, I'm going to push it to about, so I'm going to take about 15 more minutes of the time I have left. But those things you should do, a man should do. And if these men do this, they will give you the definition of love and real love. Real love is, you know, if you get into an argument with your mate. And one thing I was always told, even told by my mom, you know, and she was teaching us those foundation of loving one another. You know, you don't go to bed mad. You know, no matter whatever it is, try to come up with a solution, whether it takes you 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Take some time. Don't go to bed mad because it's the problem, the situation or the problem not going to go away. Real love, I mean, you will stay there and you will talk about it and you will work it out. You won't sit up and worry about it trying to sleep because you're not going to sleep anyway, so you're going to address it. So it means that if you're willing to do that, you're willing to step out of your comfort zone. You know, we have a comfort zone. Real love is all about stepping out of your comfort zone, you know, and making sure you grow as a person. That's what real love is all about. Stepping out of your comfort zone. Not going to bed mad with that person. Let's solve the problem. Let me be able to hug you and let you know that this problem is solved and I love you. And that's real love. Real love is anxiety. You know, just like if some people get nervous and get frightened of things that are going on. You wake up in the morning, you don't even know what the future holds for you. But you're being blessed to wake up in the morning. You may put your feet on the floor. And you give God the praise that you should because he didn't have to do it. So real love is that he loved you enough to wake you up in the morning. I'm talking about our Lord and Savior. So when you wake up, don't worry about what's going to happen throughout the day. It's one thing I said constantly to my good friends and individuals. I said, God got you. Why worry about it? Because he loves you. That's real love. He loves you. So if you feel the same way about me or feel the same way about your mate, a significant, you're gonna be a little, you know, discombobulated sometime, and you're going to have anxiety come about. But you know what? Just keep in mind, you was blessed to be able to get up. Blessed me to, you know, to see that person that's still beside me showing me real love. Real love is weakness. It's not a perfect love. Weakness. Think about your loving situation. Show signs of weakness. It's not about you gaining something on the other person. It's not about taking advantage of the other person. You know, I always tell people it bothers me when I see individuals treat people like possessions. You are not a possession of anybody. That puts fear. Real love about I'm weak enough to tell you I'm weak and show you that I'm weak, but I know by having you there with me, we come together giving 100-100, then we'll be able to deal with whatever come about. That's real love. Take care of all the fears. Real love makes you uncomfortable. Real love is scary. You know, I want you to keep in mind, because I have a book that's, my new book that's coming out on 20th, Don't Be Scared of Love. Yeah, we're talking about real love. You can't be scared. You got to be wanting love. and be able to be love, you know? It is not perfect. Real love is not perfect, but it's real. And once you're able to recognize that, you can be so successful. You'll feel a lot better about being in relationships. You know, you'll feel like being successful and giving of yourself. And once you make that commitment to do that. Next topic we want to talk about in the next 8 minutes. Why are females so in love with love? I'm going to say it again. Why are females so in love with love? I want you to think about that for a minute. Let's think about that. And I want every one of the individuals, you can share this with your mate and let them know, for especially for men, there are 12 things where if you already know that a female is in love with love, the things you can do to make that relationship even, or make sure she adore you like she should, because she already understand love. A lot of time as males, we don't understand, but females understand it. They are in love with love. So they're going to do everything that's needed. What we have to learn from them. But if you have a mate, have someone that want to recognize when you're in love with love, and once they do, they're going to do one of these. Well, I won't say all 12 of them, but they're going to do most of them. But I want you to think about it. I'm going to give you some things that men should do or men need to do to make women really adore them. First of all, planning. If you have a man that plans, that's amazing. When a man plans, it becomes exciting. You know, it's one of the things I tell everybody, I even tell my children. You know, my children are adult children, and adults. Now they are, you know, 24, 26, 30, 31, 32. Well, 32 and 31, I always tell them, have a plan. No matter what happened, have a plan. So they've been taught from the beginning to plan. And my sons, I always share that with them, have a plan. And if you see that something you can do that helps a woman feel like she's in love with love, then you should be a great planner. Being a good listener. You remember we talked about listening. The L is for listening. A man has to be a good listener. You can't be a dictator. You can't be a screamer. You can't be a shouting. That's not communication. That's not for understanding. You have to be a great listener. If you have a mate, especially a man, that's doing, first of all, planning, that's amazing. A man, a great listener. That's two of them. And I want you to check yourself, write them down. A man that shows you some vulnerability. In a relationship, to really love somebody, you have to show vulnerability. You can't be afraid. They say, knock down those walls. Yes, you may have been in a relationship where you was hurt, really hurt. So you put walls up. You're not ready to be vulnerable. Because you know why? It's the unknown. It's fear. Remember I said that earlier when you were talking about real love. It's all about fear. You're going to be fearful. You can't step outside. You got to step out on faith. And don't be afraid when you're dealing with people, because you have different personality. But when a man shows vulnerability, you know, he's willing to be honest with you, talk with you, share his feelings with you, you're moving in the right direction. You can really be in love with love. One of the things that comes about pleasing in the bedroom. And we you know, as you grow into life, we all mature at that, but you have to be able to communicate with each other. Body language. know the love language. Those kind of things are so important. So pleasing in the bedroom as well. A man that decides to cook, he'll cook for both of us. He'll cook for both of you. He'll come in there. I got this today, baby girl. I'll take care of it. I'm going to cook some things. I don't care if it's two bologna sandwiches. At least he cook. She's using that for example. The thing about it, you're showing that you love her and you love her being in love. That's in love, being in love with love. But you have to show that as well. You come out and say, let's go shopping. You know, one of the famous things I know for years, women come up, and especially on Saturday when the game going on, want to go shopping, you know. Or you have seen this before, go to the mall, and the guy stand there and hold a bag, or go sit in the corner. You know, one of the things I found out, and I'll say I do this, I like to go around and look and sometimes make suggestions. Okay, that look nice on you. You know what I'm saying? A woman adores that. She adores that. She's going to be in love with love. When you do that, you go shopping and enjoy that, you know? And don't be dreading it because you have to go there because you could be doing something else. Nothing else is greater than being with your mate. Loving on your man. I know you could be at work, you could be doing something, whatever. You can use any excuse, but when you ask her, let's go shopping. Not so much to go buy you something, buy her something. Buy both of you something. Oh, that's awesome right there, man. I'm telling you, for all the guys that's on here, even for the young ladies on here, share that with the guy that you have an interest in. And it's okay to be a nerd too. Everybody say, what are you talking about? You know, some people have hobbies and they may be nerdy. You may not like that. Not might like that hobby. But allow that person to be a nerd at times. Allow yourself to be a nerd at some times. But if your man willing to be a nerd at sometimes, he's willing to be in love. He's willing to be in love. Compromise, that's a key thing. You know, that's a challenge for everybody, being able to compromise. If you're so stuck on it being your way all the time, you won't allow that young lady to be in love with love because you always want it your way. And you can't have it your way. I always used to tell some of my students back, it was a long time ago, you know, when I was in the classroom, I said, this is not Burger King. You're not going to have it your way. Hear what it is. In a relationship, men, if you show that you're willing to compromise, I promise you that female or that mate will be in love with love. Getting into sporting. You know, I'm finding out more females are now interested in sporting, interested in football, interested in basketball and baseball. If a man includes you into that, you know, instead of when, you know, he's sitting up there watching the game and you're providing him with his beverage and his food and you somewhere other, he said, well, come in, sweetie, come sit, let's watch this game. Because I've been around several young ladies and they'll ask about strategies. You know, I've found out more young ladies and more women now understand the game because they watch the game. They grew up, they may have been a cheerleader. And they study the game sometime better than men do. So if you include her in that sporting part, it means a lot because you're now sharing. You know, a kiss and a caress is important. Caressing your woman every now and then, if not all the time. Come on, brother, just... You know, and women like that. Affection. When a man show affection toward a woman, this leads to her being in love with love. Because it's good. It's exciting. And she wants to be a part of that. So that's one of the things we have to keep in mind. The next one, love our families. You know, one of the things that I always tell people, and I'm not going to get away from this, three things I look for when I'm looking for someone I want to be in love with and spend the rest of my life with. Three things that tell me I'm moving in the right direction. Number one, tell me how you treat your children. That's your family now. I'm going to watch to see where you treat your children. I'm going to watch the way you treat your guardian parents, grandparents, whoever that adult in your life. I don't care if you're 60 years old. If someone is still on this earth and you see them as an ancestor, it's how you treat them. And last but not least, how you treat your brothers and sisters, your siblings, if you have any siblings. You may call your cousins. A lot of people, their only child, their cousin, that's my sister right there. She's like my sister. Or someone that's good friends, she's like my sister. How you treat that person? Because if you treat those individuals right, if you're going to take care of those people, you're good for me. You're good for me. When you love your family and take care of your family, that lets me know that you're in love with love. And when I do that as a man, I am in love with love. And I run across a lot of people that are fascinated. I worked for quite a few years, retired. And when I retired, my dad got sick, and he's been placed since then in a living facility. And I go every day and feed him for lunch because he's not able to feed himself. And and to add to that, now my oldest sister, who's several years older than I am, she's in a nursing home, the same nursing home. So I go every day. People are like, wow, man, you go to do that every day. I talk to people, and they say, well, can you come by? I said, I can't come by lunch because I'm going to feed. He expects me to come by there because I made that commitment. That's love for my family, love for my father, and that's love for my siblings. And I do love, and no doubt, with my children, because they call me anytime. They know that dad's going to be there. They go on Facebook half the time, you know, that's my dad, and, you know, I'm like him and all that, those, because this way you love your family is so important. The next one is, it's going to be some challenge here. We're going to get ready to kind of wrap this up because we're not going to cover all the things we got on topic because we're going to have a part two, but I'll share with what we're part when we're talking about sometimes it's hurt to love so bad. We're going to share part two and what will be coming up in January. The last thing is, it's okay to be dominating. Somebody say, whoa, what you say? You know, dominating is give a sense to the relationship. But it has to be in the right place now. You know, every woman wants that man to step up and fall in that role. You know, it's amazing. Yesterday I was helping out at one of the functions we had on my part-time job that I have, and it was just told that, oh, you still here committed to helping and doing something, you know, just trying to take charge but no, just lead. Just leading something. Domination is not just coming to try to abuse and control people, but lead sometime. That's the way you can dominate as well. See, there's a time and a place to make love, but you be the one to initiate it. And there's a time and a place to be more aggressive. You be the one to initiate. Man should be. So those 12 things, if a man move toward doing those, if you see 6, 7, or 8, or 9, or 10 of them, and you see 1 or 2 of them, you know, he's working toward allowing you to be in love with love. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's been awesome talking to you with these couple of topics. And the title of the show was Sometime It Hurts to Love So Bad. Now, I just want to give a couple advertisement that I have. Again, you can check out the Happy Hours if you're in Montgomery, Alabama, tonight from 5 to 9 at the 5050 Club or 129 Montgomery Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36104. Drink special, as well as there's no cover charge. You know, go out and check them out. Holler at Roberto. Tell Roberto, you know, you heard it on Facebook from the the Love Cafe and let them know. This is Dr. Lowe talking on the Love Cafe. Also on tomorrow night, Friday night, you have at Brian's Wing, you have DJ Ox. He'll be playing the ones and twos, the best wings in town. 3133 Bell Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36116. Make sure you get there early because the parking and the seating is limited. It's from 7 to 12, so check it out. He'll be spending it on ones and twos tomorrow. That's at Brian's Wing, Montgomery, Alabama, 3133. Just make sure you be there on Bell Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36116. So check it out. Go out and have some fun. Also, I have a book that I had a guest on the show recently. It's entitled Who Do You Love? And I have this book available. What I'm going to do, I'm going to stroll through those individuals who signed on at this point, and I'm going to look at the 10th person, and you'll get a chance to have a free book entitled Who Do You Love? By Nicole S. Brown. She was on a show a week ago, and she was talking about the 11 books that she had published, and she's the author of those 11 plus one more additional she's working on now. This is a book dealing with love poems and poetry, and you can have this free copy on my behalf from the Smith Way production known as Smith Way Enterprise LLC. So you'll get a chance. So as I stroll down, I'll see those individuals on Facebook, and we're taking the 10th individual that will win this or receive this free copy for Christmas. And as I look down, I'm looking at those individuals that's on here, and I want to make sure you get a copy of this. And it's amazing. This is Tanisha Banks Wilkes. You'll have an opportunity to get a free copy and get this copy, Who Do You Love? By Nicole S. Brown. And all you have to do is just email me or go to Facebook and message me and let me know where you want me to mail this to you, and we'll say Merry Christmas to you. Who Do You Love? By Nicole S. Brown. It's an outstanding book, and I'll send it to you, and we'll send it to Tanisha Banks Wilkes. Thank you, Tanisha, for joining. But we're at the end of the show, and I want to close it out now. I want to give a holler and a shout out to those individuals that's joining us on Facebook. I always try to make sure I do that. We also have other individuals join us on Blog Talk Radio, which is the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Or you can go to the web link. Let me say you can go back and listen to the show again. You can listen to it when you go to the Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. We have over 174 shows. With a combination of season one and two, because we started in 2017, and we just started several other shows that will be the third season, and then we're up to 9 on one of the shows, and we're up to 8 on another one, so we're moving swift and fast. Now, on Monday, we have our Talking Real to You broadcast at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it focuses on just plain old life issues, And we have several individual survey co-hosts. I am the host of the show. And the co-host is Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of Georgia. Ms. Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. And the duo that make up the Father and Daughter, which is the only Father and Daughter blog talk radio show in the country. That's Lauren D. Smith out of Central Alabama. She's a millennial. Then we have Cameron Gilmer, he's another millennial. He'll be joining us there. In time to time, we have two of our other hosts from a show on Thursday called Minister Shannon Show. And that's Minister Shannon Hendricks, as well as Elder Kendall McKnight. And we will also have a special guest expert that's going to be joining us on Monday night. We're going to be talking about mental health awareness and the holiday blues. And that will be Lisa Levine out of Boca Raton, Florida. She'll be joining us on Monday night. So we got an awesome show set up for Monday. And then we'll have another show on Wednesday, which is our talk show, which is Talking Sports Plus, and we'll end our shows into the new year. We'll take our vacation. We'll really move toward trying to enjoy ourselves during the holiday. We want you to do the same thing. We want you to be blessed. We want you to really, really have an awesome time coming up for the holidays. Spend time with your family. But let me give those individuals a shout out. We have Denise Stephanie. Denise is out of California. And Denise, what I want you to do, because you've been listening to this show on a regular basis. You are always on our shows, and we appreciate it. And she's out in California. Send me your contact information, and I will send you a copy of Who Do You Love by Nicole S. Brown. And I'll say Merry Christmas to you, Denise, because that's your gift for listening to all of our broadcasts, not just one broadcast. She listened to all of them. And we have several, and I'll run them down right quick. We have Yvonne Pryor Anderson. Thank you, Yvonne, so much. And my sister, or my soror, in Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Valinda Samples out of Texas. Thank you, Valinda, for joining us so much. Then Allie Lewis, thank you for joining. Then Archangel, none of
90 seconds.
Good friend, that's Roberto Reed. He's joining us as well. He's down at the 50-50 Club. I mentioned the information. Kenny Sparrow, good friend of mine. We work together. Thank you, Kenny, so much. My brother. He's my brother. And we just brother in Christ, and I do appreciate it. Then we have Sandra Drayton out of New York. Thank you, Sandra, so much for joining us. As well as Nikita Gasson Lomack, Tanisha Bank Wilkes. You'll have the books. You
send me up for me.
Have 60 seconds going on. Then we also have LaShawn Long, who bought the first book. My new book is coming out on 20th. Don't Be Scared of Love. And you can get it for $20. Just check me out on Facebook. Danita Pearson, she's from Tennessee. And we're going to see a shout out for Tennessee. It's been awesome, but we're about to close it out. It's time. We got about 30 seconds. My hashtag is keep on grinding. And you can join us in the new year. We're going to finish up with Sometime It Hurts to Love So Bad on the Love Cafe. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Last but not least, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night. And we're going to just call it quits right here. And I'm so excited about having a chance.
10 seconds.
About 10 seconds. And we're about to wrap it up again. Thank you so much. And we will see you. We'll look to have you on Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.